Colorado Energy Office, or CEO, has been given a reprieve in the form of federal Department of Energy funds that will allow the office to operate on a limited basis. Kathleen Stack, CEO Executive Director, says the funds come from a repurposed federal revolving loan established under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
That revolving loan fund is an active program. It funds clean and innovative energy projects, and we were recently able to repurpose some of that funding to help cover the costs of our office.
The State Energy Office was formed in the 1970s, mainly with a focus on energy services to help low-income households reduce energy consumption and costs. In 2012, says Stax, the state legislature changed its name and its mission.
It was the Governor's Energy Office under Governor Ritter, and now it's the Colorado Energy Office, and set up an avenue for two state funds to cover a lot of the work that we do. It was a five-year authorization for that state funding, and that is what expired in June of this year.
The federal revolving loan will only cover programs until July 2018, and only those that the U.S. Department of Energy has approved for state energy funding.
It includes a lot of our energy efficiency work. So, for example, our agricultural energy efficiency program, our energy savings for schools program, some of our work with energy performance contracting, and our financing programs that leverage private dollars to allow for everyone to access favorable financing to pursue energy improvement projects. It allows us to do some policy work, but I think one of the things that will be harder to do with this funding is direct work in traditional fuels.
Mona Newton, director of the Community Office for Resource Efficiency in the Roaring Fork Valley, says the lack of state funds for the Colorado Energy Office has gutted the Energy Smart Colorado program and created a ripple effect in the region.
We have a regional organization called Energy Smart Colorado, and so that has affected other partners like Yampa Valley Sustainability Council and High Country Conservation Center and Walking Mountain Science Center and the Cloud City Conservation Center in Leadville.
CORE lost direct funding for its Home Energy Score program, which is part of Energy Smart.
This funding helps us develop the Home Energy Score, which gives you a rating as to how well your home performs in the energy efficiency realm compared to others. So it helps us create a database. It also helps defray the cost of an energy assessment. So it's twofold. It'll prevent us from collecting some information that is useful, and our energy assessments prices might increase.
The program is all about energy literacy, Newton says, and contributes to long-term economic development.
I can say if people don't understand the value and they reduce their energy assessments, then they may not tend to do work on their homes, and then that impacts local contractors.
Our primary program that we implement through the Colorado Energy Office always has been Department of Energy funding along with some other state sources that they've combined.
That's Erica Sparhawk, Director of Programs for Carbondale-based Clean Energy Economy for the region. CLEAR wrote the grant that funds a program called Refuel Colorado that provides funding and helps get alternative energy infrastructure built across the state.
So it's been really key for helping us get CNG stations built in the city of Glenwood and in the city of Gunnison. And then currently there's one slated for the city of Rifle. We've done a great deal of work getting electric vehicle charging stations installed across the western slope.
Sparhawk calls the legislature's decision to cut funding for the State Energy Office unfortunate and says it could have had bipartisan support if lawmakers weren't so rushed at the end of the last session. Mona Newton, who worked for the State Energy Office during Governor Bill Ritter's administration, says the loss of funding is a huge blow.
There's so much forward progress made to start diversify our energy portfolio, to develop wind and to develop solar and to reduce barriers. And this year the office spent a lot of time working on developing the electric highway, so to speak. And if they're not able to continue to do that, that impedes progress that we're making in that arena, which is really important.
Representative Bob Rankin, who was on the State Joint Budget Committee, told KDNK in an email that just about half of the money that usually funds the state energy office comes from severance taxes, and the other half from the state general fund. The money from severance taxes will go back into normal severance distribution. The other money will be spent in the general fund for things like Medicaid and education. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.